Blog Talk Radio.
She never slows down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone, feels like it's all coming down. She won't turn around.
Peace, y'all. This is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah. It's your man, Boss Hog.
This your boy, Ace Em Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? This your boy, Renesee.
This your main man, Trip, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TripleplatinumUnderground.com. Chilling with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holla. One.
That's what it is. It's your girl that she left live in the building on the Amtrak trying to broadcast. With like slight a signal, and I got, you know, 347 in the building, 267 in the building. Peace, Queen.
Yo, what it is?
What it is? Is this my girl, Queen? Is this my girl, African Allah, in the building?
Yeah, this is Africa Allah, D.I. in your ear hole.
What's up?
Big shout
What's
out.
What's up, Allah?
Right
What's
here,
up?
Man. I'm honored that you got me on your show today. Thank you.
Yep, that's what it is. That's what it is. And I got my queen, Emma, live in the building, too. What's up, Emma?
Peace, queens.
That's what it is, man. Yo, today the Street Queen is brought to you by African Allah. We're going to be talking and interviewing her, talking about this sickle cell walk and how it's a silent killer. You know, definitely doing our 1-2 with her. And then after that, we're going to be talking about our new. Call in and tell us what's your new. 347-826-7722, FFE2K Magazine, the hottest magazine in the building, www.e2kmagazineonline.com. African Allah, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. I know y'all think I'm crazy. I'm saying you're broadcasting on the Amtrak right now.
That's how we do.
It is, man. You heading up to the 8th of the car?
Man, I'm heading down there, man. I'm going there. I'm heading to North Carolina, and then we driving in the morning down there, you know what I mean?
All right, that's what it is. Yeah, well, since you jumped it off, sickle cell, basically, you want me to run with it or are you going to go to your music?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, just basically tell us, you know what I'm saying, in regards to the movement, and then I'll let Emma start with questions for you just in case, you know, I get knocked out. But, cool. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and, if that's okay with you, right, Emma?
Yeah, that's fine. That's peace.
Okay. So go ahead and tell us more about the movement, DI Radio, Sickle Cell, The Walk, and then, you know, my girl Emma's going, you know, get in it. You already know what it is.
All right. Well, for the most part, the Sickle Cell Awareness Campaign is called Who Cares? And basically, it addresses the issue that sickle cell is a disease that affects predominantly people of color. And when I say people of color, it doesn't necessarily mean blacks. People of color mean people from the Mediterranean area that were exposed to malaria and have genetically, their cells have genetically morphed to accommodate that so that they can protect themselves from malaria. However, when they came on this side of the earth, it then developed into a disease that can kill you. Basically, people suffer from a lot of bone pains, and it's assumed that you know you'd be tired or fatigued or suffer from anemia. A lot of people are misdiagnosed, and according to the United Nations, the last census, approximately 100 million people worldwide have the disease, and these are people that have been diagnosed. And like I said, a lot of people are misdiagnosed, so it's something that you have to ask, specifically request to be tested for.
Mm. Wow.
Yes.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Now,
the walk is, you know what I'm saying, and they're closing down some of the clinics in Harlem, right?
Yes, that was one of the things that we were approached by the organization to run a new media campaign, because several of the people at the organization have been listening to our network over the past couple of years, and they noticed the amount of impact that we have, so they asked us to assist them with the campaign. And the thing that made it close and dear to me is that in the five boroughs of New York City,
mm-hmm.
there are three health centers. They've closed down three of the prominent health centers between Queens, Harlem, and the Bronx, and they now only have three full care adult centers to service the entire five boroughs.
Wow.
And these three centers are located predominantly in Brooklyn. And when I say they're in Brooklyn, they're deep in Brooklyn, okay? Like, you got to get on ladder train. So, like, for you to be sick and to the point where you can't even move, for you to have to travel deep in Brooklyn just to get service and care, the accurate service now, and this is for adults, anyone over 18. They have children's care, but a lot of people don't realize that after 18, there is no care available for you. There is a location in the Bronx, however, that does provide service, but they only provide service 2 half-days out of the week. So that means if you don't get sick between the hours of 6 a.m. and 12 noon, those 2 days, you won't get seen.
Wow. So, can I jump in, Lush?
Yeah.
Welcome, Africa. This is Emma. My name is Emma. I have a women's magazine called Eat
Okay
Magazine. So, of course, anything that touches, I know this is not just a women issue, a children's issue, but I'm more concerned, of course, for the young kids. I have some information here that I just would like to read out for those that are listening, which is for the signs and symptoms related to the sickle cell anemia. The signs and symptoms of sickle cell anemia vary. Some people have mild symptoms, others have very severe symptoms, and often are hospitalized for treatment. Sickle cell anemia is present at birth, but many infants don't show any signs until after 4 months of age. The most common signs and symptoms are linked to anemia and pain. Other signs and symptoms are linked to the disease's complications. The most common symptom of anemia is fatigue, feeling tired or weak. Other signs and symptoms including anemia include shortness of breath, dizziness, headache, coldness in the hands and feet, pale skin, and chest pains. So, so you know, you're saying, you know, what I'm listening that you're saying is that, you know, like you said, there's only one place in the Bronx, one other place besides deep in Brooklyn. So if they're experiencing these things, these symptoms of dizziness, of headache, and shortness of breath, they have to wait till those particular days or hours in order to be helped or seen. Otherwise, they have to just deal with it?
Yes, or they can go to an oncologist, and an oncologist is not trained to deal with sickle cell, but they are the next best thing. However, when you go when you get cancer, you want to go to a doctor that specializes in cancer.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a feminine product, a feminine problem, you want to go to a doctor that specializes in females. You don't want to go to a doctor that deals with males to deal with pregnancy. That's not going to work.
Right.
Mhm. Yeah, that's crazy though that they only have that amount of clinics, you know, and this is a serious issue. T-Boss from TSC actually has sickle cell anemia also that she's actually living with, and you know, and I think it affects a lot of people, all races, you know, forms and stuff, and it's a serious issue. You know, just like cancer, it's a silent killer too, you know.
Yeah.
And,
cancer is more widely publicized because it affects more of the quote unquote majority of the population. However, America was built on immigrants. So that means that in actuality, the majority of the population are suffering from sickle cell.
That's the truth, man. And listeners, man, like Emma said with those symptoms, man, you know, even just, you know, go to the doctor and get, you know, ask to get checked, because some people don't even know that they have it and they living through life, and then one day, you know what I'm saying, they just, you know, having all these symptoms. You know, it's a lot of situations. And I mean, cancer, you know, it's very widely publicized, but once again, like I said, this is a silent killer. Sickle cell anemia is serious,
But the symptoms are very serious as far as pain is concerned. Like,
yeah.
It's really serious, so it's not something that someone would even ignore. Like, you would really have to know your body to know that, wait, this is something that, you know?
Out of the ordinary.
That's not right. Yeah, that's not right, and I need to get tested for it. Like, I'm going to be just reading on information that I gathered, we always like to have accurate information to give to the listeners on the topic that we're touching. So sudden pain throughout the body is a common symptom of sickle cell anemia. This pain is called the sickle cell crisis. Sickle cell crisis often affect the bones, lungs, the abdomen, and joints. A sickle cell crisis occurs when sickled red blood cells form clumps in the bloodstream. Other cells also may play a role in this clumping process. These clumps of cells block blood flow through the small blood vessels in the limbs and organs. This can cause pain and organ damage.
That's crazy. So people are sitting here waiting in line and waiting just to get assistance. So what is the government doing anything about it? Like, what's the state doing about it? I mean,
now from my understanding, and the organization that we are associated with, or that we're assisting with the drive, the Who Cares drive, is called the SCTPN.org. That's SCTPN.org. And from my understanding, they have contacted, there is an event going on June 19th at the United Nations, in honor of World Sickle Cell Day, and they're bringing it to the leaders of the free world to discuss. Actually, the first ladies of the free world are discussing these issues and trying to bring awareness to it. But what's being done from all of the information that I've gathered thus far since we started the project, it seems that there is a lack of care and treatment centers across the U.S. actually to cater
so it's
to
not
people.
Just New York.
It's not just in New York. Because bottom line is the president of the organization, Miss Donette Carroll, she and I spoke, we spoke a few weeks back, and you can check that interview out on Podomatic.di Radiocast, or go to Podomatic and look for DI Radiocast, the Who Cares conversation. And basically, she informed me that doctors basically told her that there is no money on the front end of the treatment. The money comes on the back end. So, you know, it's not until the patient is cured or the patient dies that they get their money. So it's not profitable to treat sickle cell. Bottom line, that's what it is. Bottom line, it's not profitable.
Wow. That's
not about, so June 19th is sickle cell day? That's the official, June 19th is the official?
June 19th, and I will send the information out. I'll send the information out. I think I sent the information out already, but I'll send the information out, and I'll also send it via Twitter so people can get the information.
Okay. Yeah, that's a Friday. That's a Friday.
Yes, I want to give you the exact date. It's at the park over by the United Nations.
Okay, yeah, we would definitely love that information for you to pass it to us so we can let you know all the listeners know and just keep on top of that. Even way before that date, and you know, help you guys and assist you in any way.
Well, the main thing that we're attempting to do is basically post and repost information, and you can also log on to Facebook and look for SCTPN. We have a group on Facebook. You can look for that SCTPN on Facebook, and we basically keep most of the information there. We post videos of people that are suffering from sickle cell so people can actually, you know, feel the personal connection with these people.
Right.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, I also have the flyer posted up, you know, on She Cleans the Movement, the banner, and I got it posted on most of our area networks. So, you know, people definitely go and support that whole situation, and the walk is exactly what day again?
The walk is September 19th,
September 19th.
And it's at Central Park in New York City. And for further information, again, you can go to the website at sctpn.org. That's sctpn.org.
That's what it is, man. If you would like to call in at 347-826-7722 and you have a family member or yourself, maybe you're suffering from sickle cell, maybe you want to share your experience or you want to get some information, you know what I'm saying, to assist you, you can call in, you know, at 347-826-7722. Also, African Allah, man, you do other things also, you know what I'm saying, in regards to, you know, radio and everything. You're a radio personality also, too.
I am a new media personality, yes. New media. We're taking over.
That's what it is. But definitely tell us more about DI Radio, you know. Tell us more about that.
Well, DI Radiocast is an evolution of a radio program that we started back in college. And what happened was after the death of my mother in 2003, I decided that I didn't want to do radio anymore. So in 2006, something hit me as like something was incomplete, and I decided to do an air check to attempt to get a job here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it up, and I sent it, and I put it up, and I linked it to my resume.
Mm-hmm.
But in a matter of 24 hours, I got it over 3,000 hits.
Wow!
So.
Wow.
I sent it to a select few people in my circle that I've met over my years. And between the time that I sent it out to them, I hadn't sent out my resume yet now. Keep in mind, I didn't send out my resume. Between the time I sent it out to them and the time I went back to send out my resume, I had already received 3,000 hits. At that point, it dawned on me why should I go begging somebody for a job when I can do it myself?
Yeah.
And this voice echoed in my head that my mother always used to say, anything that anybody can do for you, you can do for yourself.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And we started with a single podcast, and now we have a network. We have a network that facilitates blogs, video casts, live feeds, and radio casts.
Mm-hmm.
We have seven days of programming, 8 shows. Our Saturdays alternate. Every other day, every day we have a show. We just added 2 new shows. Drez the Beatnik is joining DI Radio Cast fam. For those of you that are familiar with Drez the Beatnik from the underground Atlanta scene, he's an awesome. I mean, he is a breath of fresh air for entertainment. And we added a love talk show to talk about relationships, and that deals, you know, with the psychology of loving yourself and being in a relationship with someone else. That comes on every other Saturday. So those are the 2 new shows that we added to DI Radio Cast, along with the Dre Parker show that you can find also here on Blog Talk Radio as well.
That's what it is. Go ahead and put that information out there. Go ahead and put that information out there.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead and put that information out there.
I'm trying to do all of this at one time. You can log on to diradiocast.com. That's diradiocast.com. And for those of you that want to support Sickle Cell, this is an awesome way to do so. What we've done is we've joined with the organization to build awareness. And by building awareness, what we're doing is for every download, a major corporation will donate 50 cents to the Sickle Cell Awareness Campaign.
That's what's up.
So every time you download a show on our network, a major corporation is going to donate 50 cents to the cause. And that's a way for you to participate without really thinking about participating.
That's what it is.
Now, let's say somebody wanted to, besides doing that, to donate, you know, with the 50 cents, somebody wanted to maybe cut a check or something, how can they contact you? How can they do that?
They can go, again, to the SCTPN site, that's stcpn.org, and they can donate. The walk information is not up as yet in regards to donations and registering for the walk. The walk information, the walk site will be up as of next month, which is May.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And again, for further information, you can always log on to diradiocast.com. We give up-to-date information in regards to that, as well as follow us on Twitter, DI Radio Cast on Twitter. I send out tweets every other day in regards to the Sickle Cell Awareness Project, Who Cares?
Mm-hmm.
There are several artists and publicists, producers, and personalities that are supporting the campaign as well. There are four primaries. Ick Adon, I got to send a big shout out to him. Rocket, Uncle Murda, and Baby Paul are the 4 primaries that are supporting the campaign and are going to be in the photo ads of the campaign as well. So we're trying to do a lot, and if you want to support, you can retweet the information, post the links. The links codes are sent all over the place. We have if you are logged on to DI Radio Cast, there is an in your ear hole newsletter that we send out once a week that gives information as to how you can support different charity organizations.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Y'all need to support that Sickle Cell, man, because it's not a game out here. You can find the band on Street Queens, the movement. You can find it on Rush Radio Online. You can find it on Consulting Guy, National Street Buzz, UA2K Magazine Online. You know what I'm saying? We're definitely supporting it, and hopefully, you know, the Queens, we can get together. Hopefully, we'll be out there, you know, doing the walk, or even maybe we can contribute you know what I'm saying, some money or something in regards to the sale, you know, situation.
But the main thing is to for everybody to repost once they do get the information, wherever they get it at, just to continue to repost and
educate.
This is really the key thing here, is just to pass it on and educate. Because, I mean, people have heard of it. You know, you hear of it, sickle cell. It's like, okay. Because if you don't know anybody that's been affected, so like everything else, it's like, okay, you know, sickle cell. But this is serious. You know, it's serious to the point that it's sad that you can count in one hand the places of treatment that you can go to. I mean, that's horrible.
Yeah,
you know?
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
That right there is mind-blowing. There are people that have less sufferers globally that get more, that have more treatment centers because it's profitable. Sickle cell is a disease that cannot be cured. Once you have it, it's like herpes. And once you have it, you have it. So the only thing you can do is live with it. And from my understanding, in 2009, they are still telling people that are diagnosed with sickle cells that they will not live past the age of 21.
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
Because basically what they treat is, what they do is just kind of, the treatments are really to relieve the pain, prevent infections, you know, eye damage, strokes, whatever it is, a symptom, they kind of just treat that. That's about it. That's really all they can do is just help relieve the symptoms and treat the complications.
And that is why it is not profitable and it is not getting the attention that it deserves, because it's not curing anything. It's just aiding a slower death.
Man, that's crazy, man. What inspired you to be an activist, advocate, Allah?
I don't consider myself an activist. I just, if there is a situation, well.
Well, actually, you are. How could you not consider yourself if you're advocating?
You know.
You're an activist, absolutely.
You know what? I do radio. I do communications. I communicate with the general population, and this is a part of my community. The people that listen to us, they're suffering. There are people that are out there that are on drugs that are homeless. There are people out there that know people that are on drugs that are homeless. They might not have access to the internet, but they have access to our voice, and they have the ability to be inspired. And that's what I do. I don't consider myself an activist. I consider myself somebody that gets the ball moving. I hate when people say, oh, the water's running, and then just watch it run. No, I turn the water off.
Wow, you sound like us.
Well, see, that's why I had to link up with Street Queens, because I'm a street queen. I'm a team.
Absolutely.
I feel that. That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. We definitely about supporting, you know, things in regards to the community, especially, you know, Emma's heart is the community. You know what I'm saying? We always try to do something to help out, and sickle cell is like a serious situation. And, you know, whatever we can do to support you and what you're doing.
That's so mind-blowing, Joe. I just keep playing that over and over where, you know, it's like three places in Brooklyn and one in the Bronx. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
right?
That's unacceptable, man.
Three places in Brooklyn, and it's five boroughs, and to top it off, not only that, it affects people of color. How many Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and the Bronx, okay, little bit of Staten Island. How many people?
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's just mind-blowing. And you don't have to take that type of attitude, like that's unacceptable, you know what I mean? And try to go, really do whatever you can do. I mean, repost, education, definitely, you know, I mean, knowledge, because without that, we don't know which route we're taking. I mean, it's just crazy. That's all I just keep thinking about that. You know, I didn't know. I mean, I knew that there weren't that many places. I didn't know it was to the point you could count it in one hand. And that's mind-blowing.
But you know what, you know, people, you got to be aware, and, you know, this isn't something that, you know, it's something to ignore because, God forbid, it can happen to anybody, you know. So, you know, basically go out, you know, and advocate, you know, repost online, you know, donate if you can, walk if you can, do what you can to support. Because seriously, this is a serious issue that needs to be dealt with, you know, and if we don't make a voice about it, nobody will. And we'll have more and more people dying every single day. You know what I'm saying? People can spend so much money buying pocketbooks and doing all that, but just taking the time out to care means a lot. You know what I mean? You know,
absolutely.
So.
And if I could just step in to read just a little more, because you know how I do lunch. I got to have,
yeah,
like 15 papers of stuff. But the pain from sickle cell crisis can be acute or chronic, but acute pain is more common. Acute pain is sudden and can range from mild to very severe. The pain usually lasts from hours to a few days. Chronic pain often lasts for weeks to months. Chronic pain can be hard to bear and mentally draining. This pain may severely limit your daily activities. Almost all people who have sickle cell anemia have painful crises at some point in their lives. Some have these crises less than once a year. Others may have 15 or more crises in a year. Many factors can play a role in a sickle cell crisis. Often more than one factor is involved, and the exact cause isn't known. You can control some factors. For example, your risk for a sickle cell crisis increases if you're dehydrated, your body doesn't have enough fluid. Drinking plenty of fluid can lower your risk for a painful crisis. Other factors such as an infection you can't control. Painful crises are the leading cause of emergency room visits and hospitalizations of people who have sickle cell anemia.
Definitely. Yes. Definitely.
So,
it is. That was some real talk.
Yeah. And there's one, just one, I mean, there's a couple of things, you know, I'm going to keep going, but I just wanted to tap into, there's another type called, I don't want to misspell it, but it, I think it's priapism, P-R-I-A-P-I-S-M. And it's males who have sickle cell anemia may have painful and unwanted erections. This condition is called I may be spelling it wrong, but it's spelled P-R-I-A-P-I-S-M. And it happens because the sickle cells block blood flow out of an erect penis. Over time, priapism can damage the penis and lead to impotence.
Wow. Woo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole lot of stuff. There's a whole lot of stuff.
Man, y'all better go check yourselves out. That sounds like it hurt. It's hurting me. Thinking about it. Real.
Yeah.
Jesus. For real, man. So, you know,
so everything,
you know,
everything related to this is it's extreme. It's painful.
I can't even imagine what kind of pain I'm going through, man. It's just, it pains me out just thinking about what they have to go through. And, you know, even children, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's the worst thing for me to see is children going through that situation. You know, like I said, yo, if you want to be an advocate, definitely get in contact with African Allah. You know, go to DII Radio and check out StreetQueensTheMovement.Ning.com, LunchRadioOnline.com, you know, click on the banner, definitely support. Allah, do you got, you know, contacts for, you know what I'm saying, us to get in contact with you, sweetie?
Oh, yes, most definitely. You can contact us at diradiocast.com. At the top of the website, there is a button that says contact, and it gives you our email address and our phone number. Also, if you are an independent artist, and we support independent artists and small businesses. If you are an independent artist and you want to send music to DI Radio Cast, you can hit us up at mp3s@diradiocast.com. That's mp3s@diradiocast.com. That's diradiocast.com. As well as you can hit us up at dimpression@gmail.com. That's dimpression@gmail.com.
for if you want to leave voice messages or just comment on any information that you've heard anywhere on any social medium that regards to DI Radiocast or any of the charities that we are part of. You can leave comments on our main website. Again, that's DIRadiocast.com. Make sure you check out my people, Sin Radio. They're on today.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. We live in the building, you know, with my girl Emma, E2K Magazine, one of the hottest magazines out there for the women. But she got some men in there. But it's all about women empowerment. It's the she thing, baby.
You already know.
Yeah, for real. You know, Africa, you can stay online with us. You know, we're gonna talk our ish like we on the new The View. You know what I'm saying? Do I want to? So you could be an honorary queen today. Cause when we come back, we're gonna talk about our new, your new car, your new whip. What's new for you? Tell me what your new is. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Fresh Radio Online, Street Queens, The Movement, E2K Magazine. You know, we ain't playing no games out here. Tell us, what is your new? And you know what's crazy about it, Emma?
What?
I still can't get a signal.
Well, you need a new.
I need a new. I need a new train. I need a new train, girl. I ain't getting no signal out this jump off. I'm sitting here on the train trying to broadcast. This is a super grind right here, dog. Who
does
this? Yes,
definitely.
It's a super grind, baby.
The one that really wants it, that's who does that.
Hey, you got to be hungry all the time, man. Nothing should stop you, man. But I'm going to go ahead and pray this new. Excuse some of the cussing, but it's all about that new. All right? Ignore the customers, though. Okay? Just letting you know. All right, adult entertainment tonight. But here, new. Okay, are you going to play
for me? Fest.
Brand new.
I don't like it unless
brand new.
You might see me in my
career
with my bitch bumping my shit. You don't like it, get off my dick.
I don't like it unless you might see me in my
career
with my bitch bumping my shit. You don't like it, get off my dick. They say your attitude determines your latitude. I'm high as a motherfucker, fly as a motherfucker. And still the motherfucker you love to hate, but can't because you love what I make.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or
dessert? I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip.
Thought I'd hear myself say, Caspers, so we could finally fly off into NASA. You was always the cheerleader of my dreams, it seemed to only date the head of football teams. And I was the class clown that always kept you laughing. We were never meant to be, baby, we just happened. So please, don't mess up the trick. Hey, young world, I'm the new Slick Rick. They say I move too quick, but we can't let this moment pass us. Let the hourglass pass right into ashes. Let the wind blow the ash right before my glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. How could a goddess ask someone that's only average for advice? OMG, you listen to that, bitch? Woe is me, baby, this is tragic, 'cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now.
So
I'ma
ask him.
Take
the good with the bad, happy and the sad. But will you bring a better future than I had in the past?
Oh, 'cause I don't wanna make the same mistakes I did.
Y'all, this is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy Black Ice.
Your boy Too Short.
Yeah, it's your man Boss Hog.
And it's your boy Ace Lump.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? It's your boy Renacy.
It's your main man Trip, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TripleplatinumUnderground.com. Chilling with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holler. One.
Yeah. We back. The Queens live in the building. You know, we talking to our girl, African Allah. Talking about that sickle cell, definitely support that. You know what it is? For real. So, you know, I played y'all that little bit of Nunu, come give y'all all of it because they had too much in it. You know what I'm saying? But I had to play that Carrie Hills because I love that song, man. But real talk, man, you know, the new word today is Nunu. Get your Nunu on. It's all about that Nunu. You got a new car, you got a new whip, you got your hair done. What's your Nunu? You got new jewelry? You got a new attitude about life. You got some new clothes on. Tell us what's your new. Or you got a new event. We're going to start off with our girl, Emma E2K. Tell us what's your new.
Well, let's start with Africa Allow. How about that?
Oh, you know what? Let's start with African Allow.
Let's get her on it.
Go ahead, Queen. Tell us what Africa new is.
I guess Africa Allow is the new. I'm the new street queen. I'm the new diva of the block. You already know.
I like that.
Any
new gadgets, though? How about gadgets? Because, you know, this is a technology world, so any new gadgets?
Well, you know, I think they said they're actually coming out with, like, a smaller, like, CPU. That's, like, so small to the point that you can, like, stick it in your purse, you know?
Huh?
Yeah, they're coming out with a new CPU that's small enough to put in your purse. I think it's either through Mac. Don't quote me on it now. Also, you know, a lot of people have been having, like, problems with the, you know, the Verizon BlackBerry touchscreen because it's freezing up and everything. And the applications, people download a whole bunch of applications on it. You know, now I'm not a super touchscreen person because I don't got time for the freezing up. You feel me? but my BlackBerry Pearl now shout out to all my people who love their BlackBerry. Your man President Obama said the official phone is the BlackBerry, man. So step your BlackBerry game up.
That's
you
right.
Already know what it is.
Because you could tweet a berry. You could tweet a berry. My Nunu is the Twitter. It's crazy. This is addictive. This, let me tell you something, and I know everybody's going to agree, because once you go on Twitter, it's like, I mean, I be doing other things and running back. Okay, what happened? I miss something? Like, what's going on? They send you all the links. Here, definitely, with the question, what are you doing? This is the Nunu, like, every 2 seconds, you know, with the Nunu on everything, so... Definitely, the BlackBerry, I've already been the BlackBerry crew a minute already. Welcome, Lush. I know you just stepped into the BlackBerry world.
Welcome,
though.
I remember
when I had the sidekick, and they told me, listen, you gotta, all CEOs should always, go in meetings with BlackBerries. Ever since then, I gave the sidekick up and started rocking my BlackBerry.
I had to step my game up because, I'm a CEO. So, all ladies that CEOs, step it up. You know what I'm saying? BlackBerry's what it is. You know what I'm saying? All the applications is on there. Everything you want is on this BlackBerry. You can check your emails. You got his own personal chat. It got Yahoo chat. It got Google chat. Check all your emails instantly. You can text. You can send pictures. I mean, it's crazy, son. It's like a pocket computer.
Absolutely, yeah.
That, I'm sure that's what they're talking about. They have to be making a phone that's going to be like a CPU because your BlackBerry is just, it is everything. I do work from my BlackBerry. I write proposals on my BlackBerry.
That's what it is. Come on, man.
I know there's a mini computer because I've seen it. A friend of mine had it. It's like, it looks almost like the BlackBerry. It's just a little, I would say maybe the double size of the BlackBerry, that big.
Mm-hmm.
And you do you can write on, it has a Microsoft Word and all that on it that you can actually, do work through. And an email, the document and all that.
Yeah,
And it's that tiny.
I think they're going to have them to the point where they're going to have these mini CDs, too, where you can listen to your little CD. Or they might eliminate the CD, and all it will have is, basically the hard drive in it. And you can access the Internet, do all your work and everything. It's going to get to that point where you can just stick it in your purse. You feel me? So,
it's
going
to get to the point you're going to put a headphone on and just think it, and it's already written. How about that?
Oh, I would love that, but then again,
right?
You can't hear on nobody.
I can
hear on
sleeping.
Nobody and put that on.
Because if you want to steal information, you got to wait till somebody's sleeping and put the headphones on. and rob their thoughts and stuff.
For real. Oh, also to let all my marketing people know, if y'all didn't know, this is Web 2.0 generation right now. So step your Web 2.0 up. Make it simplistic. All that craziness is unnecessary. Keep it simplistic. Check out the Pepsi bottle.
Yes.
It's sleek and simple. It's all simplistic. Step up your Web 2.0. Get your optimization on, man. If I Google your name and I don't see everything about you on it, I don't know what you're doing. What are you doing? Let me see you. Be the number one, the first person on there when I Google your name, man. Step your game up. Web 2.0 optimization. Let's get this market game up, man. And don't be scared to spend money on your marketing. What's up with that, Emma? What's up with that, Africa?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. That's horrible. Like, I get contacted on a daily basis. Oh, I got the greatest artist. Oh, my clothing line is the bomb. Okay, can you send me some sample clothing? Oh, I only got one T-shirt that I'm shopping. Like, that. What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Why are you contacting me with one T-shirt? Like, what am I supposed to do with one T-shirt? Like, you have a clothing line and you have a T-shirt.
No,
like,
he has a clothing
rack. You have the hottest artist. You have the hottest artist and don't have a demo. Like, okay, like, work with me, please. Somebody,
wow.
Thank you. I mean,
wow.
If you're gonna go whatever product, services, whatever. Definitely step your marketing game up. You don't have money to advertise, and you're contacting a magazine because? Okay, all right, I'm just saying. You know, just got to get all your stuff together. Before you even come to the magazine world and all that, you have to have done all your research
and
your stuff.
All your credentials and stuff.
You have to know the different procedures that you need to go through. If you don't know the procedures, I mean, there are a plethora of outlets out here online that can assist you. There's nothing that Google can't get you.
Everything.
And a lot of people,
I send everybody to Google. No, the most precious more thing is even when I get contacted by other magazines to ask me how they should do a magazine. Oh,
no,
my
yes,
God.
Yes,
that's
serious?
Like the beauty of all. I am so serious. Like, I don't even want to catch a heart attack right now. This happens all the time, like everywhere. I'm like, and as soon as I read it, I'm like, okay, maybe I misread it. No, I'm reading it right. Like, what are you asking me? How you run a magazine? Like, what are you doing? Like, before you even promote that you have a magazine, isn't that the steps that you take before you even open your mouth to say you have one? Because you don't even know what you're doing. Like,
But you know what's crazy, right? I know African Outlaw, all of us, right? Now, we see y'all, we queens, we doing our movement, right? But you got people that sit here and say they want to basically, like, cut out all the craziness, right? All the craziness and the hustle and the struggle we had to go through to make it where we are, they don't want to go through that. They want to come to you and say, hey. But they don't want to pay a consultant fee, though. That's my
No, they don't want to pay no type of fee. Yeah. They don't want to pay no publicist. They don't want to pay no manager. They don't want to pay no marketing. They don't want. They just want to come out
and read
a book. Oprah, like, what are you doing? Where are you going?
Read a book. Same way we studied and we read and we researched and we hit the concrete. Y'all do the same thing. Read.
It took me 2 years. 2 years before I even started saying I had a publication, I sat back and I went through all the legalities and I read and I went here and I went there and I went to the offices and I asked and I did the legwork. 2 years for me to understand my, you know, my business, what market I was getting into. And then that's when, when I was in production, I started promoting the magazine. But you don't go and promote something you don't have, or you don't even, or not even the stuff is legal. Like, what are you doing?
That's what it is, man.
That's the no-no. Like, really get into, like, whatever it is, whether being an artist or a company or whatever, you know, you a stylist, whatever it is that you decide you want to come out and do. Just do your homework before anything. Do your homework, please.
Yeah,
like,
that's a key.
I couldn't even go and start emailing other magazines. So, can you help me so I could do a magazine? Ain't nobody going to. You are the competition.
Exactly.
Like, you are the competition. As nice as everybody wants to be, and I think I'm the nicest person in the world, but at the end of the day, I conduct a business. Like, what kind of business? I'm going to sit around and help everybody create a business so everybody can say, oh, thanks, Emma. Appreciate it. While you making millions and I'm still looking at you like, remember the advice I gave you? it's crazy. Everybody just got to do your homework. Please do your homework. You can't pass through that. It's like you can't have a high school diploma if you don't go to first grade, second grade, third grade. I mean, it's just things that you need to do because you need to know about whatever it is that you're trying to get involved with. You need to know about it and really, really know the language. Everything has a language, so you need to know the language of whatever market you're getting into. That's so important. So I guess that would be the new advice. Please stop emailing me and asking me how to do a magazine. Please, people, please. I'm just saying. I really have been answering nice, but, it's getting ridiculous.
Oh, there's some new to tell y'all. The consulting guy is now following DI RadioCast. Also, the new is that Twitter is implementing scripting code on Twitter. So, hey, we might be able to put HTML codes and send pictures and all that. That's what it is.
Okay. Well, besides the link?
The link, we might be able to put HTML codes and actually put pictures up there, flyers and all that.
Wow. Okay, they're definitely stepping their Nunu up.
also, like I let them know the other day, man, just let them know, man, Django is stepping this game up. If you want to have a niche and people that sound just like you and have a target market, jump on Django. It's about to go worldwide. Just like I told y'all about Twitter, jump on Django before it goes mainstream right now. It's that ish.
Don't forget to follow. I'm also holding a campaign. I only got 168 followers. I'm trying to get to the million too. So it's E2K_magazine. Follow me, people. I'm on a campaign. I'm on a crusade. I'm on a movement.
Are we supposed to get out or what?
Did you type that in the chat room so I could click on it? I'm not really good with the
Are you on the chat, Lush?
Yeah, I'm in the chat. What you want me to type?
My Twitter, the Twitter.
It's E2K
I'm campaigning.
Magazine online, right?
It's E2K_magazine.
E2K.
Magazine.
So that means we got to big you up for the Follow Friday. That means tomorrow is all about It's all about you, right, my E2K magazine. Right?
I'm calling in. I'm like, I'm campaigning. I'm, you know, why not? Diddy did it. And, you know, Ashton did it, and they went up a million. Like, what's good? Come on. Like, really.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm up to, like, you know what I'm saying, 8-something, and I'm trying to get to 1,000, man. Can y'all help me get to 1,000? You know what I'm saying?
I'm only 168, Lush. That's not right. Send some of your people my way. I'm only 168. Like, what's going on? I'm not doing something right?
Me personally, I'm not really feeling the whole bunch of followers. I want more quality over quantity. I want to be able to converse and interact with my followers. And I'm putting that out there now. Anybody that's following me, at least talk to me at least twice. Come on now. Take the morning.
Well, you know, a lot of the people they
we gotta hit the masses, though, Queen. We have to hit the masses, and then you know we chop that up. But we gotta hit the masses. Like, let's get the million, and then we chop everybody out. Like, okay, you ain't saying nothing to me. Out of here. You out of here. You out of here.
I'm just crazy, son. Oh man, I think I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina right now. So we sitting here still in the train.
Oh, shout out
everything.
To North Carolina.
Shout
Three Queens is passing through your town.
For real.
Live in effect.
For real, man. Oh, also events. On the 16th of May is Hip Hop Honors, and Busy B Production is going to be doing an event at Sonar with Dana Dan, Melly Mel, you know, and more old school cats. And May the 9th, you're going to have your man, the teacher, KRS-One live in the building at Sonar, you know what I'm saying? Oh, also there's going to be a 24/7 rap-a-thon. You can check out more details on www.lushradioonline.com. I will be posting it up on E2K Magazine in the blog, so y'all definitely check this out, man. It ain't no game out here, man. You know, May 16th, Hip Hop Honors, man. Don't forget that you guys definitely come and support. May 17th, A's Walk in NYC. Go ahead and support that. You know, it ain't no game out here. Street Queens The Movement, www.streetqueensthemovement.name.com. Make sure you log on. You know, post up your community activity. If you got anything you want us to talk about on the show, we always like to hear suggestions from you guys. You know what I'm saying? Without you, there's no us. You feel me?
There's no me.
But also,
the Summer Jam's coming up, too.
Oh, yeah, Summer Jam,
I believe,
man.
Summer Jam is June 7th, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm trying to get my new body for the summer, though.
Ooh. New York thing, right?
What, the no-no? Let's say from New York.
The no-no.
Is the no-no. New-new, N-E-W-N-E-W, new-new. I mean, you know, you always got to come up with something.
The new-new.
Why not?
No-no, live, no-no.
I think I might take that for a segment for E2K, too, yo.
Go ahead and put the new-new, man. The word is the new-new.
I think I'm going to change the fashion into new-new.
For real, that's what it is. All the mothers out there, single mothers, you know what I'm saying, we respect you. We love you. Mother's Day is coming up, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we definitely, you know what I'm saying, support the mothers. All the mothers out there, shout out to y'all. Kisses and love. We know it's hard out
there.
Shout
out to biological mothers or not.
Yeah.
Just because you're not a biological mother doesn't mean that you still don't qualify to celebrate that day. There's a lot of women out there that are raising other people's children and doing a very, very good job. And my hat's
yeah,
cool.
Like Emma.
Them.
Like Emma.
Thank you, Peace Queen. But there's a lot of other women that I know that, you know, take that on, you know what I'm saying? And that's a choice that they have made, a life choice that they have made, and you have to honor that.
Yeah, we honor all the biological and non-biological mothers, and that's definitely doing their thing, you know, and raising these beautiful kids we got out here, man, for real. We got only, you know, we done wrapped up, you know what I'm saying? We talked about sickle cell, you know. We talked about, you know, different things that you need to do. We talked about the new. We talked about some technology. We had our girl African Ala live in the building. My girl from E2K Magazine in the building.
Don't forget June 19th, Sickle Cell Day.
Sickle say they don't forget. Once again, African Alive, tell the people where they can contact you at, Bo.
You can check me out at DRadiocast.com, DRadiocast.com. I'm on there 24/7. Of course, I'm always on that Twitter. Twitter's that new drug, the new, you dig? It's at DRadiocast. It's at DRadiocast. Y'all already know. Just hit me up anyway. Matter of fact, Google me. That's it. Just flat like that.
Man, Google
that's
me.
A new Nunu. That's a new Nunu,
baby.
Yeah.
Google me.
Did you put that on the chat room, Lush? Did you put my link?
Google your girl, Emma, man.
Lush, did you put my link? I'm on my campaign, girl. Hello. You're supposed to be helping campaigning me. Put that on the chat room. E2K underscore magazine. I'm telling you, I'm going to hit a million even if it takes me 10 years. But let's go.
Now we going quicker than that, Ma. I'm on board. I'm on board. I got you.
There you go. Africa lies on board. So it's about to go down. Yo, P. Diddy, you ain't ready for me, son.
Yo, shout out to all our listeners, all our supporters. We love you. Just like y'all love us, man. And it is for what it is, man. Street Queens, the movement, powerful women doing powerful things in the community, trying to touch your heart, trying to help you out, man. Each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m., we do the same thing. You never know what we're going to talk about, but it's going to be empowering, it's going to be uplifting, and it might be a little bit funny.
Yeah, we always add funny. Always add funny.
So, man, it is what it is, man. Emma, once again, tell them, you know, your contact and stuff, man.
Well, you can follow me on Twitter. Follow my campaign, twitter.com/E2K_magazine. There is another E2K magazine, but I don't remember the password to that, so please don't follow me there. Follow E2K_magazine. That's where I be at, 25 hours a day. Shout out to everybody that's following me. Lady L's Murder Mommies and all that. She's always hitting me on the check-in. And all the ladies are always on the check-in. E2K Magazine at gmail.com if you want to conduct business and if you got your business together. And if they definitely have a budget to advertise, definitely holler at me.
That's what it is, yo. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Street Queens, the movement. Make sure y'all log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Advertise whatever you want. www.streetqueensthemovement.name.com. Join us in our movement to try to help the community and give them empowerment and wellness. Also, check out theconsultingguy.net for all your marketing needs. Check out National Street Buzz for all your hip-hop needs. Log on each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock, Street Queens, the movement. We can't stop. We won't stop, Rockefeller, y'all. But anyway, you know, Diverse Media is one of our official sponsors. Strictly Bump One, shout out to you. You know how we do all day, every day. Shout out to all my queens out there, CG, Lissette, you know what I'm saying, Felicia, that, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, couldn't join us today, but, you know, we want to send a shout out to them. This is how we do. Street Queens, the movement, and we out, man. You know what I'm saying?
Peace, queen.
Peace, queen. I love you to death, girl.
Love you too. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings, man. Some of that Carrie Hilson. Energy, baby. Give me some of that energy.
I wish I could rip out a page of my memories, cause I put too much energy in me. Can't wait till I get through this phase, cause it's killing me. Too bad we can't rewrite our own history. Such a mystery when you're here with me. It's hard to believe I'm still lonely. Chances fading now, patience running out. This ain't how it's supposed to be. So divided now.
to believe I'm still